Hello, this is Keith Pannell, and welcome to another episode of 100 and 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs highlighting research on the campus to celebrate our 100th birthday. Today, the guest is from the Department of Education. Her name is Elsa Villa. She's a professor of teaching, learning, and culture. That sounds great. Elsa, welcome to 100 at 100.
Thank you, Keith.
Tell us what you're doing these days in original research in your own program.
Well, what we're doing is we've got an interdisciplinary team that is studying Latinas in computer science and engineering, and we're investigating the underrepresentation of Latinas. And this is a national concern with the enrollment at a little under 20%, which has been a trend for the last 20 years.
But before that, it may have been 5%. So, I mean, one could historically see that we've come a long way.
That is correct, except that it's become stagnant and it's not increasing in spite of the enormous amount of outreach that is done to girls in engineering across the nation and, of course, locally.
Is there much of a difference between Latinas and women in general?
Well, we don't really know right now what the difference might be, but we do know that there is a language and a cultural difference, and we're investigating to see if there is a difference.
And what have you found out so far?
Well, so far we're finding that there are spaces which we call affinity spaces, which are places where you feel engaged with others and you feel welcomed and you are learning the language, the practice. And this can be in a K-12 classroom, or this could be at the university in an engineering organization, for example, or in a classroom or a research laboratory.
And so the idea is to find those affinity spaces and to make hay while the sun is shining.
Correct, because not all the time are we feeling welcome. And so we're looking at spaces where women do feel welcome, and this is going to increase their persistence and likelihood to study engineering.
But you yourself are a classic example. You're a lady with a degree in mathematics.
That is correct.
So you found affinity spaces all over the place?
I'm not sure that so much the affinity space was there for me when I was here at UTEP. But I did find the subject of mathematics intriguing, and I studied that and then went on later to get a master's in computer science myself.
So what made you change?
Well, there is a number of mitigating factors, and I think I started off as a teacher back in the late 60s, and teaching for me is very rewarding. I find that education and education spaces are the places where things do happen or do not happen.
What's the big argument that you would make of why we need more young ladies to go into engineering?
The big argument is diversity, and it also is the shortage of engineers in the country largely. But then broadening participation is a national concern, national priority with National Science Foundation, National Academy of Engineering.
So do you find there are plenty of scholarships for these young ladies when they get into engineering? Because that's a key feature to keeping people in an area.
Well, that is true, and there are plenty of scholarships. I'm not so sure that it's always an issue of scholarships so much as it is entering into the field and then persisting and graduating.
And being made to feel welcome also?
Well, certainly. That is certainly an issue. And we're looking at what kind of spaces there are for the Latinas when they do finally enter. And we're looking at the undergraduates in engineering. So we're not looking at girls before they enter into college, but we're looking at the Latinas, and that was our argument to get our National Science Foundation grant.
You've been listening to Professor Elsa Villa. She's from the Department of Teaching, Learning, and Culture in the College of Education. It's part of the series 100 at 100 to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.